So you grew up together in a way, or with the boys in your own alleyway. Then came the wonderful day when you left school at 14 or 15 and found some work. Now, some went in all sorts of directions, but my father managed to get me, not the first one of our family, onto the railway because of his long membership of working on the railway himself until he died. So he got me a job on the railway when I was 14. No, when I was 15. 1935, that's right, 1935. You look back with a degree of, you even could say, well, weren't bad days. I think I'm fairly mentally intelligent, I suppose that would help me boasting. I think I could do mathematics very good. I could do storytelling very good, story writing very good. But something was the knowledge to have school, and the first 15 shillings I earned for a week's work at 15 years old. And I had this wonderful pay packet from which was stopped something to do with health insurance or something like that. But I had most of it. But then I was expected to contribute fairly well to the mother's purse. So I'd probably have to give my mum 10 bob out of the 15 shillings. And I'd have 5 for myself. But you imagine that the only way I ever got a penny was halfpenny or penny pocket money. And suddenly to be in the possession of 5 shillings.